We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is not surprising that some of these workers would need this type of support, but which kinds? Are we talking to doctors, nurses, EMS, what?
Yeah, great question. We're really conceptualizing frontline workers as anyone right now who is in contact and doing essential services right now. So the project was initially conceptualized for healthcare workers, nurses, doctors, respiratory therapists, et cetera. And then really we began to understand that frontline workers and this day really includes delivery personnel, people working in pharmacies, people working in grocery stores, police, people that are working as on the police force, EMTs. So we're really understanding it broadly.
And that really expands the, I guess, potential effect of this, because not only are people scared, but then you start overthinking things and it could be become a real psychological situation. What are you seeing? What have you found so far?
Yeah, well, we just from a trauma perspective and a trauma therapist perspective, we understand trauma to be anything that overwhelms our capacity to cope with it. And I think all of us have seen, whether it be through the news media or social media, the extent to which this is overwhelming individuals' capacities to cope. And so we are seeing people reaching out and saying, you know, I have never in my life before not been able to sleep through the night. I've never in my life before had thoughts that I can't get out of my head. I've never in my life before worried about the cleanliness of my home and the cleanliness of my body. And now I can't get those thoughts out of my head. So people are really reporting what we might call, quote unquote, intrusiveness of the stress, so that even as they leave their workplace and return home to their families or to their home environments, that it's really lingering with them, and it's really hard to set that down and to feel safe at home.
You're listening to Sarah Stein, a PhD student at the University of Michigan School of Social Work and Department of Psychology, here on WWJ News Radio 950, live this morning about her program that she's leading, Michigan Frontline Supports, and I imagine it's a whole staff of people who are working on this, but what kind of support have you found to be effective?
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is to create a directory, or we've created a directory of mental health professionals who are willing, able, and available to meet with frontline responders immediately. And so we have that directory on our website. It's www.mifrontlinesupport.com. It's free to anyone who wants to access it. And really the idea here is to reduce any barriers for frontline providers, frontline responders who need or say who are saying, I need support. We know that community support right now for mental health care is really, can sometimes be really challenging to access. In order to find a therapist, you might need to call 10 different therapists. Most therapists are full and aren't available to take on new clients. And so the idea with this list is to provide kind of an up-to-date, day-to-day up-to-date list of people who are available, people who can tell you what insurance they take, or whether, you know, a lot of our clinicians right now are volunteering services or offering really low fee services or willing to work with people on cost, depending on the situation of the individual. And all of that is indicated on the website. So it's both a place where people can go and see, hey, this person's available, this person's near me, So after social distancing ends, it would be great to be able to go to their office. But also I can see, like, are they willing to work with me on price? Do they take my insurance? What specialties do they have? It's all consolidated in one easy-to-use directory on our website.
All right. So the program is Michigan Frontline Support, and obviously what we're talking about is designed for those frontline workers. But if I may pick your brain and expertise about some other things here, a lot of us are worried about paychecks and being able to sustain mortgages and car payments and things like that.
Absolutely.
That's got to be a psychological challenge that needs to be dealt with, right?
Yes. I think that what we are experiencing, not only as a country right now, but as a world, is going to have long term. We're going to be dealing with this for decades, probably. This is not a simple thing. The fear that has arisen because of this is not a simple thing, and the impact on our psychological well-being is going to be profound. And I think as much as we can bring compassion to ourselves, knowing that we're not going to be as productive as we normally would be, or we were, you know, a month and a half ago, relationships aren't going to look the same as they did a month and a half ago. That's really probably the most important thing that we can do right now, is come together as individuals in a social distance type of way, obviously, and bring compassion and understanding to our interactions, knowing that things are not the same right now, and it's scary. It's going to be okay if we work together. But it's okay that things feel really scary and overwhelming right now.
Sarah Stein, PhD student at U of M School of Social Work, the Department of Psychology, working on a program called Michigan Frontline Support, providing psychological therapy for those that are at the front line of COVID-19. A little advice for the rest of us. Thanks, Sarah, for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.